What does it mean to be an NBA Players Association multimedia writer? How do you get players to open up to you in a candid way? And how focused are the NBA players on the CBA? The only question left is, say it with me, you win. Hey, sports fans, Coach Nick here, and welcome to the B-Ball Breakdown Podcast. I am pleased to welcome on the show Jared Zwirling, who was formerly a Bleacher Report and is now the senior multimedia writer with the NBA Players Association and also a veteran of our podcast. So, Jared, thanks for joining us again. I'm really excited to have you on and talk about your new digs.
Thanks, Nick. I appreciate it, man. How you doing?
I'm good. We're just reeling with a little bit of news this morning, but let's talk about you. You have a new position, and it sounds really exciting, but I'm not even sure anybody, like, fill me in. Tell me, what exactly are you doing?
Yeah, for sure. You know, when I was leaving Bleacher Report, I knew, you know, during the summer that it would happen. I would be leaving in September, and I started thinking about the next step in my career, and I saw the NBPA with a website, with an app. With new leadership with Michelle Roberts and also Roger Mason, who is a fantastic leader here, really building a lot of new player programs and bringing a very cool kind of entrepreneurial startup mentality here over here. And, you know, I know Roger real well, and we talked. We started talking at Vegas Summer League, and then, make a long story short, I finally met with Michelle Roberts and Roger. And, you know, I basically said to them, look, you know, you never really had like an established writer, journalist really bringing you know, some real in-depth stories to on players, you know, on and off the court in different ways. And it really matched not just my vision of kind of how I, you know, wanted to kind of build my career, tapping into the player more in depth, but also if it synergy-wise with what they want to do and how they want to build really a robust media platform here. So, you know, it's a really exciting time for the NBPA. You know, I think for many years, and still now, you know, the perception of the NBPA is more CBA-based, legal issues, things like that. But really, there's a lot of exciting things happening here, and one of them is media and content. And we're really trying to build a great platform here, and me coming here is a great opportunity to do that, working with Michelle and Roger and the rest of the senior management team. So, you know, I'm just getting started. I'm still, like, finding the ropes. I'm not watching as many basketball games, you know, in meetings and – so, you know, I miss the games a little bit. I mean, I'm going to games, of course, but, like, I've been so busy just getting adjusted. But it's really cool. I already done a few stories. I have a couple of things planned coming ahead. So I'm definitely excited, and we'll see how things go.
So talk to us about how, you know, people on the outside can get access to what you're producing. I take it, so the NBA Players Association has a website. What is the URL?
Yeah, so right now it's nbpa.com. There is actually a mobile app, but it's for players only for now. So really the crux is the website, like I said, nbpa.com, and then there's the social, you know, NBPA, the NBPA on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. So, you know, right now it's a pretty basic platform, but that's going to grow. You know, next year around All-Star, we'll be launching a few things. I can't speak to them just yet. But they're in the works for launch at All-Star Weekend in Toronto. It'll include some cool media things, a lot of great content stuff, and not to mention our new office space that we're building right now, which has been publicly reported. We're moving there around the springtime, early summer next year. It'll have a basketball court inside, a broadcast studio. So we'll be doing a lot of stuff with guys in the office. And it's just going to build. You know, we're already in the process of building it out. We already have some deals with players on content, which are already in the process of being created. So this is just the start of a lot of cool stuff that's going to be happening. We really are, in many ways, a startup when it comes to a media platform. So right now we're pretty basic, but it's going to be a lot of growth for sure looking ahead.
You know, it's interesting because I think, you know, being able to get a glimpse into who the real players are is a newer thing with social media, because I think, you know, when we were growing up, you know, these players would appear on TV every once in a while in an interview and maybe on the court, and that was it. So I think what part of my interesting question, I guess, would be is, you know, when you guys are negotiating, you know, with the, you know, when in for the CBA and all that stuff, right? I think is there a worry that without this extra information as these players, as real people, that the public could get soured on the notion of, oh, they're just making millions of dollars. Why are they arguing and taking away our game from us and negotiating so strongly for the, you know, during the CBA stuff?
Well, the key with you know, the media aspect is it's really just creating value for players in different ways. You know, I think the great thing about the NBA property and the player, it's such an entertainment business around the world. And you know, you look at what guys do off the court. You know, with fashion, you know, cameo appearances on TV. Even the pace of the game has sped up, and it's entertaining. You know, there's more crossover with you know, even the halftime shows with like a lot of entertaining guys. And All Star Weekend, we see how big that is. So it really, I think, there's so many different I call the NBA, like covering the NBA like an octopus. There's so many different tentacles now. So I think it's great with creating value for players, you know. And I think, yeah, you know, the CBA negotiations are going on, and that's the focus for sure, to prevent a lockout. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, players are still going to be, you know, players, and there's still a lot of great stories to tell. And the NBPA, with the access to players and, you know, all the things that they're doing, it's just another platform to really tap into that in a unique way, very, very specialized to the NBA. You know, for example, there's a Players Tribune, but that covers and features many different sports. But, you know, the NBPA, you know, we're going to take a much deeper dive into the player, hyper-focusing on the player and sort of creating almost like what Bleach Report did with Team Stream. We're going to do that kind of with Player Stream, really going all out with every player and letting fans know everything that they're doing. So I think it's a unique niche that we have, that we're the PA, and that's how I see it. That's how I kind of envision things unfolding here.
I mean, and I guess it is safe to say that because it's the Players Association, they're all in. They know they'll be protected as far as, you know, how it's going to be presented. I mean, I think, is that the biggest fear for a lot of players when they're talking to the media, is that the media is going to try and manipulate whatever they say, and they're really wary of trying to, you know, of being too open?
Well, I told Michelle and Ryder coming in that I want to be fair and accurate. You know, I'm not trying to, you know, necessarily diss players or be overly critical, but the most important thing is you want to be unfiltered, and you want to be, you know, positive, of course, but you want to be fair and accurate. You know, that's the bottom line. Fans want to know these guys, who they really are. So that's I'm not trying to be a PR guy. I'm not trying to spin stories. I'm not trying to do fluff pieces. I'm trying to do like real in-depth stuff here, and that's the goal. You know, so. You know, as far as the media and players, you know, that's definitely a bigger concern in the locker rooms. I talk to guys all the time about it. You know, a lot of it just comes down to the territory of where media access is mostly focused on. You know, it's scrums, it's media scrums, it's shoot-arounds and practices and after games where, you know, it's crowded, it's sweaty, and guys are changing. It's just not conducive to really get to know players, you know. And I've always tried to do like the one-on-one interviews and get guys in different elements. So, you know, just that's part of the issue, is that, you know, it's a difficult environment to work in for players and media, because it's always crowded. It's preparing for games or after, like I said, they just played a game they might have lost. You know, it's difficult. You know, it's not the easiest landscape to navigate through. So, you know, I think what I've been able to do in my career is sort of establish the relationships. And you know, now with the PA and the access, you know, that's what I'm trying to tap into. You know, really the intimate, candid conversations and in-depth storytelling, and you know, whether it's going back to their old neighborhoods and where they grew up, or you know, riding in the car with them, you know, checking out their new cities, or in their man cave, checking out their new you know, video games, or on the court breaking down their skills, or doing some global travels with them. You know, that's kind of where my head's at, and I think here it's a great outlet to do all that.
For sure. I mean, I know when you mentioned with Players Tribune and things like that, those kind of articles are sort of scattered across and never in one area to find. You know, you might get a Lee Jenkins thing on Sports Illustrated or somewhere, you know, but it's all over the place. So this sounds kind of cool that you can go to one spot and know you're going to get some really in-depth stuff. As far as the trust that you can develop with players, and you've had that over the years as a writer in other venues, you know, is it some sort of Jedi mind trick that you use specifically, or what are you doing that gets them to trust you and know that they can talk to you and freely?
Well, I think it's definitely different things. I mean, one is I always value networking and building the connections, not just with the players, but who's actually working with the players. You know, the publicists and the agents, and you know, the personal business rep, you know, the sneaker brand guy, you know, those are the guys that are most around the players, you know, you know, even the team PR guys, just who's ever closest to the player, you know, because that really is the conduit, the liaison between a great story idea and the player saying, yeah, I'll do it. So you have to build relationships with those guys. And I think it's all about also the story idea. You know, is it unique? Is it different? Is it shedding a different light on who they are? You know, just to kind of give you a little teaser, I'll give this away a little bit, but we're going to be working with Justice Winslow down at Art Basel in Miami. Justice is getting very big into art, and we're going to actually be spending time with him down at Art Basel, kind of navigating the art landscape and having him meet artists. And you know, that's highly unique that I had the idea to do, and we're working, you know, directly with some great producers down there. And you know, so that's that. So how that came about, it's a great idea, it's unique. I know people who directly work with Justice. You know, so it's just a formula. You know, you got to just be able to get out there and meet people. You know, and in the content world today, a lot of people just kind of sit at home on their couch and blog, or you know, they just get a press pass and just kind of do the whole media scrum thing. But you got to be aggressive and creative to, you know, find a way to be different and find great ideas. You know, so that's where my mindset's at, and that's just an idea of kind of where what I'm gonna be doing. There's a ton of other ideas I love to talk about, but yeah, it's gonna be cool. It's gonna be a cool new world here, yeah, we'll see how it goes.
For sure. I mean, you know, I'm an art major, so that certainly sounds like something I would really want to check out when it's out. So we'll make sure to spread that around. Sure. You mentioned really quickly that you have a mobile app. It's for players only. I'm just kind of curious, like, what kind of information are you providing just to them?
Yeah, it's kind of cool. Each player gets their own personal login. It's an app where they can get information about the CBA, news and league updates. A big part of the union is player reps. Every team has a player rep. And also we have an executive committee of vice presidents and presidents. Actually, one president, Chris Paul, vice presidents Andre Iguodala, LeBron James, and Steph Curry. We have a secretary treasurer, James Jones, and then we have about four or five other players on our executive committee. So it's for those player reps to share information with other players about what's going on with the union. And yeah, it's a player only app, you know, to get information about the business, about, you know, how to help their careers and all that stuff. So, you know, I think as we go along, you know, one of the ideas that we're already working on is an app that's more, you know, it's more acceptable to the fan, you know. So again, that's more 2016. I can't give away too many details about it, but there is thoughts on ways to get to the fan in an app setting. So I've seen some of the plans already, and a lot of cool stuff.
That's actually great to hear, because you get a little bit of snippets of information about how little the players are involved or are up to date on what's going on with the negotiations. Maybe it's apathetic, they don't really care, but the idea that you can have an app and that hopefully they all download it and you can have maybe push notifications, that sounds amazing to me, at least that you guys are really making an effort here, where it sounds like there might have not been a real organized structure for them to get information in the past.
Yeah, no, I mean, the app's been around for a little bit. You know, we are going through some redesigns on some different things internally, but yeah, it's cool. You know, I don't know the participation rate or anything like that. I couldn't talk on that. You know, who's checking it out and how often or all that, but it's definitely there for them when they want to check it out. And you know, it's an important time for the league and the NBPA with the CBA negotiations to learn more about the salary cap and BRI and, you know, what it all means for both sides, the owners and the players. So, you know, the app is a good tool and a good resource whenever they want to check it out. They have it there for them.
Well, absolutely. And I'm praying that that will help make the next negotiations smooth so we don't have to deal with any kind of lockout, because that's obviously you know, a real frustrating period for everybody.
No, I mean, you know, as it's been reported in the papers, you know, Michelle and Adam have been talking, and you know, we'll see how things go, but you know, it's a busy time over here.
Absolutely. Well, you know, Jared, thanks for coming on and giving us a quick insight into what's happening over there at the NBA Players Association. It sounds like it's in good hands, and Michelle is going to do a good job. And yeah, like I said, we have some indication that the negotiations should go well. I guess, can I get you on record to give us an opinion of whether you think we're going to be able to make it happen without losing any games?
I would love to, but if I went there, that I got to be careful with that one.
I hear you. Listen, it's negotiation. It's business. I hear you.
Yeah, that's probably what I got to be careful about. So,
anyhow, well, I'm sure it already sounds like you're light years ahead of where we were in the last negotiation. So I'm looking forward to that. And also all the great content that's going to come out because, you know, it's kind of neat. You created this role yourself, right?
Yeah, I did. I did. I had an idea for it. I first kind of brought up to Roger during Vegas Summer League, and then Roger always jokes with me that I'm very persistent, and that's probably another tactic I use with my story ideas. When I believe in something, I go after it. And you know, I probably pursued Roger like he was the hot girlfriend in high school. Like, Roger, you gotta take me out on this. It took a while. It took about a couple months or so, and then it was looking like it may not go anywhere. And then he emailed me. He was in Oakland actually with the Warriors, and he emailed me. He said, "I want you to meet with Michelle and I in New York tomorrow." As he was flying back that night, so he said, "I don't want to throw in the towel just yet." So and then I met with Michelle and Roger. It was like an hour meeting. I presented them like the position and everything I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. And the very next day, Roger called me from an airplane about to take off. I think he was in New York heading to Miami. He said, "Jared, we want to give you the job." So wow. It's all fully created. There was no template for this. Fully created.
Terrific. Well, I can't wait to see more of this. And again, thanks for coming on the show. And don't forget, sports fans, at B-Ball Breakdown, we're not a channel, we're a conversation. You in? You in, Jared?
I'm definitely in. Let me know when you want to do it again.
Absolutely.
Talk some player skills and all that stuff on the court.
Oh, absolutely. You got it. I'm in.